This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Nearly 120 tornadoes have been reported over the last several days in the Midwest.
Tornado right here. Right in front of us.
These men in a car survived their encounter with a twister in Oklahoma Saturday, but one person in Hughes County did not. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on dozens of college campuses. In Boston, police cleared an encampment at Northeastern University that the school claimed had been infiltrated by professional organizers and anti-Semitic slurs were used. But demonstrator Victoria says,
"The conduct of Northeastern administration has been deplorable as they continue to defame their students and take away from the main cause of Huskies for Free Palestine, to divest from Israeli apartheid and call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire."
There were demonstrators outside of the White House Correspondents' Dinner where President Biden spoke, poking fun at his age and his likely opponent in November, former President Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Harry Bell. Consumer advocates are warning people about the hidden costs of taking out small loans on smartphone apps. Here's Mike Moe.
The Center for Responsible Lending is out with findings that detail how earned wage advances from digital platforms come with extra costs disguised as things like tips. Traditional payday lenders are often criticized for charging excessive interest rates on loans that are usually around $500. The center's Lucia Constantine says customers are usually seeking smaller amounts from the apps, but she warns they can be just as costly.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
The report says after using these financial products, customers are seeing overdrafts on their checking accounts increase by 56% on average. Industry leaders deny they're barraging customers with hidden fees, stressing that features like suggested tips are optional. More broadly, a bipartisan payday loan reform bill in the Wisconsin legislature failed to advance this month. Constantine says, like longstanding payday lenders, these cash advance apps can be hard to regulate. Meanwhile, she urges those in a bind to explore other options.
Try talking to their friends and family as a first source. The other option, which I would recommend, is reaching out to their credit union or banking institution to see if they can get some sort of small dollar loan.
She says places like credit unions typically provide more transparency on loan costs. According to the report, 75% of consumers took out at least one advance on the same day or day after a repayment was posted. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Yankees crushed the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a long night for the crew. The Yankees beat the Brewers at AmFam Field last night 15-3. Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, all with home runs. Milwaukee starting pitcher Joe Ross giving up the first 7 runs in 5 innings. NBA, more bad news for the Bucks. Damian Lillard doubtful. An MRI shows he has a strained Achilles. Expected not to play in Game 3 tonight in Indy. The Pacers lead the series 2-1. NFL, the Packers add 11 more players in the draft, including Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, who got a call last night in the 7th round, just getting out of the pool when the call came through.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm here with all my family and friends. Yes, sir.
Well, get your jackets.
Green bag.
That's Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Try Grandpa's barbecue. Will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's...
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a thunderstorm possible for today. East winds will be breezy with highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, showers, still a thunderstorm around as lows drop to the middle 50s. Thunderstorm chances will not end once we get to Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right. Well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson-Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars with a farewell to April. Goodbye, April. We hardly knew you. WRJN, Brazil, and worldwide, civicmedia.us. Central on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come on, May, be a good month, will you? Full of fun and happiness and love. Let's share it. The music of the stars, all the way straight on through to high noon. The best music ever from Hollywood, I think. Some will argue. You've got to believe in spring. Remember that word spring? It meant something that we kind of missed this year, I think. But there'll be other spring. Will be, won't there? Let's hope the month of May. So, peace, joy, satisfaction, and all the desires of your heart, may it be granted. May. Hope it's the beginning of new things in your life. best music ever is on the Music of the Stars. I've got something for you right here.
I never knew the charm of spring.
With Frank Sinatra.
Never met it face to face.
And Billy May.
I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Chestnuts in blossom. Holiday tables under the tree.
Something about movie music. And the movies of the 40s, 50s, 60s. The music in the movie is about the best that the 20th century ever gave us. It seems that we had the best singers, and musicians, and actors and actresses. Sometimes those talents combine, and we found that there are great singers who can act. Like Francis Albert, there. And some stars who could put over a song, too. Well, you hear some of them. ...1957. A couple of movies made headlines. We had Pat Boone, pop vocalist. They proved the guy could act. He had done a picture called Bernadine. And then we have Debbie Reynolds, Tammy and the Bachelor. Debbie Reynolds from Singing in the Rain. Singing in the Rain. Tammy and the Bachelor with Leslie Nielsen. Hey, Pat Boone was one of the most popular singers ever. Hard to believe now because you hardly hear anything about the guy. But he had 60 American hits to his credit on the charts. Charles Boone. Charles Eugene Boone, born in Jacksonville. And then a month from now, I'll have a 90th. Pat Boone married Red Foley's daughter, Shirley, country singer Red. Then he signed with Dot Records in 54, hit after hit. And then in April, Love, he plays an ex-con. Go figure. Century Fox signed him on to a 7-year, $1 million deal. Now, Pat Boone made about 15 movies, including sci-fi. Pat Boone. Piece of trivia, he was Irving Berlin's favorite vocalist. But April Love, yeah, that was a musical version of Home in Indiana. It starred Walter Brennan. Music of the Stars with Pat Boone. This is from 1957, An April Love.
A sky of blue and a field of yellow is an odd sort of place for a city feller. Like a book as yet unread, who knows what lies ahead. It seems to be so far away. Every time I see those blossoms of white so near, melting snow, they disappear. That bluebird hiding upstairs. So the sun isn't shining, who cares? Got an optimistic
is doing the whistling there, but Pat Boone. And here's a 45 with Shirley Jones.
A sky of blue and a field of yellow is an odd sort of place for a city feller. Like a book as yet unread. In the meadow, they say. blossoms of white so near, like melting snow. That meadow full of clover along the way.
Shirley Jones co-starred in April Love. Now, Pat Boone plays an ex-con named Nick Conover. So here's the story. He steals a car in Chicago. They catch him. Of course, they put him on probation. And they send him to work on his aunt's farm, Janet Nolan. Arthur O'Connell plays his Uncle Jed. That's a great name for an uncle in Kentucky. Now, Jed, not too happy to get Pat Boone or Nick Conover because he had lost his own son. But his Aunt Henrietta, a little more welcoming, and Nick Conover soon takes an interest in a horse. A trotting horse. Named Tugfire. Now, even better, the neighbors, Shirley Jones, Dolores Michaels, they're nearby. And the love interest develops, doesn't it always? And that's a good thing. Nick Conover. It's Uncle Jed's old car, but he has an accident. Things look bad, but of course, this is a 1950s movie. Everything turns out well. Great music from Hollywood. Pat Boone gets a chance to sing a song about a girl he might be able to love. Despite his record, you know. Thank you.
gentle girl, a sweet and sentimental girl, one whose smile will warm my heart when summer days have flown. A gentle girl to call my own. Give me the wistful tide with eyes this soft and mistful tide, one whose wish will always be to live for me alone. For her I'd move a mountain, to her I would kneel, knowing all the while she is my ideal. Where is that pleasant girl, my future and my someone I've never met, and yet I feel I always knew. Maybe that gentle
score. Paul Francis Webster, Sammy Fain did the lyrics for April Love, a month and a half number one on the barbecue list. Shirley Jones reprises the music of the star.
Gentle girl. needs me.
Music from April Love.
Like a busy bee buzzing, making honey for his hun. You gotta do it yourself if you wanna get anything done.
Does the muskrat help the beaver as he labors in the sun?
You gotta do it yourself if you wanna get anything done.
It's said that the Lord will help he who helps himself.
Like the little moth eating cloth of the best soup on your shelf.
Would you call for an assistant when you're with that lovable one?
You gotta do it yourself if you wanna get anything done.
Do it yourself.
If you wanna get anything done. You gotta do it yourself. If you wanna get anything done. 'Tis said that the Lord will help he who helps himself.
the quartet from Rigoletto, we can hang around and sing. Harmonizing Allegretto, if it takes us all the spring. But there's one thing that the four of us no longer can ignore.
Even opera singers get hungry. So what are we waiting for?
When it comes to real home cooking, don't depend on anyone.
You gotta do it yourself.
If you mention washing dishes, all your dinner guests all run. You gotta do it yourself if you wanna get anything done. You can't dine on adjectives.
Rather save your breath. Better start it now. Cook and chow before we starve to death. And without that well-known barrel, we could have a barrel of fun. You gotta do it yourself.
Of the stars.
I can't play anything.
Well, how about a little hoofing?
No, sir.
Well, why, you name it, son.
Can you play April Love?
Well, I can't, but I think the boys can.
Sure.
Has anybody here seen April dressed in her gown of green? She walks in a world of enchantment where no one ever grows much older than 17. April love is for the very young. Every star shines for you. April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true.
For the very one.
seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you
this is true.
Short. It was on the top 30 charts for 23 weeks. Well, the winner, All the Way from the Joker as well. But the soundtrack album, over 3 months, it made it up to the 12th position. And the music of the stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. And there's a scene at the county fair. Yeah, would you believe? In April. Imagine that around here. A salute to April. Music of the stars.
Last April, where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you. Soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Lost April that taught me had numbers.
So when they passed, love couldn't last. I lost love and you and April too.
Stars Julie London.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. Content. You love me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow.
This is Jack Webb. See, Jack and some really good musicians put together a good picture called, oh, this is, who can remember?
That's what you are. Unforgettable. Though near or far, like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you too.
web.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. Loves a man. He's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting. Just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Sergeant Friday there. The music of the stars. Here are the master singers. I was song all about that, and this is our torch hour, and the torch is burning. Norman Luboff in the choir, he wrote this. For news and weather on the Civic Media Radio Network. Central. And all over the world. At civicmedia.us. Hey, Pat Boone's 90th birthday in a couple days. Mr. Nice Guy, right? Well, he is, actually. Despite his argument against it.
I got a bad reputation.
You were a teenage sensation.
And I don't know why.
Out of my mind.
I brush my hair, I brush my teeth, I go to church.
You go to church.
I'm a really nice guy. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I helped the blind to see. I got no friends 'cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down. And I'm feeling mean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's he's sick, he's obscene.
Don't you believe it? Look at all the hits Pat Boone had.
I got no friends 'cause they read the papers.
You know
they can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down. And I'm feeling mean.
The music of the stars.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
We'll be right back.
No more Mr. Clean.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.